So China is pushing hard for renewable energy and green jobs and positioning itself as the new world leader on going green. It also said it will definitely stick by the promises it made at the UN Climate Change Summit in Paris last winter, no matter what the Trump administration does. A lot of other countries have too, but notably missing from that chorus is India. It's become the biggest unknown when it comes to the future of the Paris Agreement. The World's Carolyn Beeler has been digging into what India might do if the U.S. backs away from the global climate deal. Why is India so important in this whole equation, Carolyn?
India is the fourth largest emitter of greenhouse gases already today, and it has about 300 million people who don't have access to reliable electricity. There's a huge push to bring electricity to rural villages and meet the needs of a growing middle class in India. So right now you have the situation where villages without running water, people who use outhouses, can plug in their smartphones to charge them, can watch TV on nice TVs. So there will be a lot more electricity generation needed in India in the upcoming decades. India is currently pursuing what they call a more of everything energy policy, which means they're looking at increasing their coal, but also their renewables. So which source India leans more heavily on in the upcoming decades will have huge implications all around the world.
Okay, so India, a very crucial variable here. What have you found out about what India might do if the U.S. backs away from the Paris Agreement?
So there's some good news and there's some bad news. And I'll start with the good news. That is that most of the sources that I talked to were optimistic that India would stick to the commitments that it's made for this sort of first round of cuts, that it would increase its renewable energy sources to 40% by the year 2030. And I talked to an energy analyst called Lydia Powell at a think tank in New Delhi. And she told me she didn't think that the U.S.'s actions would impact that much at all.
I personally think that it will not really change India's commitments because it is doing things in its own interest and in the interest of its people. And most of the commitments are things that would probably happen anyway, provided nothing changes radically.
So she seems to think that India's in the deal and is going to stay in the deal. What is the bad news that you mentioned?
The bad news is that the Paris Agreement isn't really about the current commitments, this first round that countries have already spelled out. The international community has said that it needs to limit global warming to about 2 degrees Celsius or 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The current commitments blow way past those numbers. So the point of this agreement was to sort of get everybody to sit around the same table and hammer out an agreement to build this sense of trust and then ramp up their ambition, as they like to say. Mm. So increase the amount of carbon they're going to cut each year. So that's what a lot of experts are worried about going down the drain if the U.S. pulls out of this. Ajay Mathur was the spokesman for India's negotiating delegation in Paris last winter, and this is what he told me.
With the U.S. leaving the climate change negotiations or being lukewarm to them, the urgency to agree on how we would step up our commitments would be lost. And once the urgency is lost, then I think we are playing with fire.
Yeah, and speaking of playing with fire, a reminder that the top story in big, bold headlines in today's New York Times, 2016 was the hottest year on record ever. Not only that, it was the first time ever that those 12 months topped the high temperature averages for the third straight year in a row.
Yeah, Ajay Mathur, the man we just heard from, said that we would be playing with fire both figuratively and literally.
And Carolyn, it strikes me what poor countries must be thinking right now, because the climate change agreement, right, wasn't just about cutting carbon. It was also about rich countries promising to pony up billions of dollars to help developing countries adapt to climate change, switch to cleaner power sources, and so on. Where does that stand under President-elect Trump?
Trump has said that he wants to cut off all payments to UN climate change programs, and the U.S. has committed about $3 billion in the first cycle to what's called the Green Climate Fund. The U.S. has put up so far $1 billion of that. Obama this week, in one of his last moves as president, put up $500 million, but it's unclear if any more of that money will be coming forward. And that was one of the big things that got these developing countries to the table. So if the developed world isn't meeting its end of the bargain in terms of putting up funds, there is also concern that that will either slow down the ability of countries to meet the technology needs that they have to mitigate and adapt to climate change, or just sort of lose the will to continue working toward this.
So bottom line, Carolyn, short term, it's looking like India will keep its word and increase its renewables. But long term, if the U.S. doesn't stick with its own global warming commitments, India may fall away.
That's the concern right now. Yeah.
Carolyn Beeler from the World Environment Desk. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.